Mr. President. On your call to B.B. Rebozo, he is out to dinner right now.
Oh, you can skip it then. Thank you. I'll call him tomorrow.
All right, sir. And I have Julie now.
Good.
Go ahead, please.
All right, Julie.
Daddy.
Just wanted to see how the thing went tonight.
Oh, listen, I can't tell you how friendly the group was.
Well, good.
Unbelievably friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they were just so friendly that these occasional...
And also, it's interesting that your group today with the scholars is also friendly, huh?
Very friendly, yes.
You should have heard Brezhnev tonight while we've been riding in cars and riding on the Sequoia. My God, he really thinks I'm the greatest friend he's ever had.
Isn't that great?
Well, you know...
Oh, Daddy, it's so...
I mean, the thing is that with all this wallowing in Watergate, my yeah. God, Brezhnev and I are deciding the future of the world.
I know it.
These bastards have got to understand that.
I know it. It was so funny in the news somewhere, it said that the Russian press... Did you read it? It was so funny. The Russian press thinks that you should go out and shoot your enemies,
yeah.
And they think that the Watergate is a plot of the right wing.
Yeah,
isn't
good.
That riot?
Good.
No, they think it's the right wing because they can't believe that it would ever be the left.
Well, tell me about your 2000 that you spoke to. Were they really friendly?
Well, they were just so overwhelmingly friendly.
What do you talk about?
Well, I talked about business and how the free enterprise system was so...
Did you get into points about the 12 years and the 20 years and all that?
Yeah, and I talked about the opening of trade with China and how exciting it was to be in business nowadays and how the significant Brezhnev it was.
And they loved it, huh?
They loved it. They were so friendly.
Uh-huh.
It was just really something.
Great. How long did you speak?
I'd say about 8 minutes or so.
That's all, huh?
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, you know, I don't have that much to say.
Well, I know, but they loved it, didn't they?
They really were so great. I couldn't get over it.
Well, don't get discouraged a while ago, because I talked to Brezhnev today for a long time. He's got it in perspective, and you know, he doesn't even think about the goddamn thing. He says, my God, we've got to go on with the things of the world, Julie. My point is, we just got to quit worrying about wallowing in this damn thing.
I couldn't agree more. I'm so glad to hear you say it. I think that it's great that he's going to stay at San Clemente, don't you? It's a very warm
right.
And he wants to stay in your own home and all that.
We're going to give him a hell of a show out there.
And I'm glad that he enjoyed the Sequoia.
Yep.
That's kind of fun to have him on that.
We're Camp David now, you know.
Both of you are?
Oh, yes. We flew from the Sequoia right to Camp David. He wanted to spend the night here, so he came up here, and he said, he's just dog bed.
Wow.
We're going to spend the night here and tomorrow night here, too.
Gosh.
So that's good.
How great. Good.
Well, tell David to keep the faith, huh?
I sure will.
He's not disturbed, you.
No, are you kidding? He's going to go out and talk to the JCs next week.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's a good group, don't you think?
Oh, it's terrific.
Yeah, it's a real
thing. Give him that stuff about the 12 years, the 8 years, and the 20 years. That's those cheer lines. Everyone's has a cheer line.
Those are cheer lines.
Okay, sweetie?
Good. Thanks for calling, Daddy. I'm awfully proud of you.
Well, now wait. No, let me tell you. This is going to be a rough time for a while in that damn Dean. But you know, they caught Dean in stealing now, you know?
I know. I think he's been discredited.
Did you see the New York Times story on it?
I have, no, was that in the paper
today? It was in the New York Times. They pick it up. Seymour Hersh is a bastard. Caught him and he stole $14,000.
My God.
Yeah, so get at it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, give David my love.
I will, and you take care, and I'll talk.